live and direct from Newport and now on DAB. This is Vectis Radio.
We have a guest. We have Faye from Obsidian Night Events, and she's here to tell us about a fabulous event that's going to be going on in the barn in Brading on the 12th of September, and it's a long event. Hello, Faye.
Hello, thank you for having me.
And Faye, tell us all about Obsidian Night Events.
The idea kind of came about 2 or 3 years ago, but we didn't actually put it in action until last year. So we've been running about a year. And the idea was to bring something a little bit more alternative to the island. And it's kind of based off of the London golf clubs and the big kind of golf scene in Germany.
Okay.
So we DJ quite a lot of like EBM, which is electronic body music. And things like post-punk, and we do a bit of metal, industrial, and even some hard style, which is like the hardcore dance music. So it's a little bit of everything. I really found my passion with the post-punk stuff, so I do a lot of like the 80s kind of thing, so like The Cure, Susie and the Banshees, Bauhaus, and that sort of thing. So yeah.
That's my era. Now, you're obviously interested in music, and your events per se, are they based on music generally?
Yes, so they are basically like goth music nights.
Okay.
So we started off running them, and we still have dates at Coburg's in Ryde, and this one on Saturday is at the barn in Brading, and that is going to be quite a big one. We wanted to go for kind of like a mini festival kind of atmosphere. So that's like the first of its kind on the island, as far as I know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I haven't seen anything like that other than Steampunk Festival, which is fantastic.
Oh, yes.
And that's coming up soon, I believe.
It is. September someone.
Yes, I will be going. And yeah, so we're going to have like a mini market in partnership with Isle of Wight Mystic Markets, who my dear friend Rebecca runs. And we're going to have a face painter, and in the evening we've got a belly dancer and music throughout the night as well. So it's running from 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. is family friendly and free, and then 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. is 18 plus.
Wow, so that's a bit of a change.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you excited?
I am nervous. We've put a lot of love into it, a lot of love and a lot of work. So
oh, absolutely. So what music do you have? Do you have DJs or have you got bands?
Yes, so we have 5 DJs for this one. So we've got Jam Luca, Terra, DJ Somebody Else's, and myself, Persephone, is that what I'm called. And we've got DJ Meth Mouth, who is from Southampton, and he does quite a lot of the alternative nights over there.
So. Wow, sounds like a good evening, doesn't it, gentlemen?
Faye, can I ask you, so I'm not familiar, whereabouts is the barn in Brading?
So if you go next to the old Bugle pub in the car park, and then you turn right, so it's literally in the car park, kind of tucked to the
side.
So
kind of go through the car park and it's right, okay.
Yeah, it used to be a tea room years and years and years ago, and now it's got like a marquee and everything.
Yeah, I remember the old tea rooms.
It's a fantastic venue, and it's a family business. So
I didn't know it was there, so that's good. That's good.
Yeah, that's fabulous to get that on the map as well.
Yes, yes, definitely. Indeed. They are fantastic, and they're lovely, lovely people. So
that's wonderful. So is this the first of more events that you're going to be doing?
Yes, we will be doing more at the barn. Watch this space. I have got many ideas that I want to do. So
wow. Well, it sounds like you've put an awful lot of work, time and money into it.
Yes.
Have you enjoyed it, or has it been a bit stressful?
Stressful. There's been a few times that I've cried, but it's because I'm passionate and we love it. We really love it. So yeah, we love what we do, and we just want to keep going, and we want people to know that it's there.
Indeed,
because it's very dwindling on the alternative side.
Is it?
So, So it's good to bring something. We try and give back to the community as well. I ran a raffle for Cats Protection last year. And that raised a little bit of money for them. And they mean a lot to me. My kitties are from there, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you're such a next to a cat person.
Yeah.
So, from the point of view of Obsidian Night events. Is there anything else you wanted to tell us about?
Just come. Come and see what we're about.
So how can people get tickets?
So we are on Facebook, Obsidian Nights Events on there. And we are on TikTok and Instagram as well with the same username. And we've got a Fat Soma link, so we can get them through there. Or we will be doing some on the door, which I did want to avoid because that's a lot of extra work. But yes, we're going to do some on the door in case people that come in the day want to stay for the evening and things like that.
Yes, that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah. So it'll be great to have something for the whole variety of ages.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's got family friendly and then, yeah, it'll be good, I hope.
Well, we wish you all the very best.
Yeah, we
gentlemen?
Certainly do, yeah. Good
thank
luck
you.
With it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for popping in to see us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And if you want to come and chat to us next time about your next event, just let us know.
Oh, I will. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.